We're here at Manchester Art Gallery to talk to the acclaimed poet Pascal Petit, who's a former sculptor. He now combines her love of visual art with her love of literature. She's particularly interested in the work of the surrealist artist Frida Kahlo, and she's here at the Art Gallery today to read from her collection What the Water Gave Me, Poems After Frida Kahlo. Now, obviously, Frida Kahlo is a hugely fascinating subject, both in yes. terms of her sort of slightly torturous personal life and her professional achievements. But what was it in particular that attracted you to her work?
It was the combination of the sheer vivacity of her paintings mm-hmm. and as you said, the torturousness of her life, but how she managed to transform that pain, the physical and emotional pain, the emotional pain of living with Diego Rivera, the great man, and the physical pain from the terrible bus crash that she suffered as a teenager, which affected all her life. But how she made these paintings in which she really does seem to be still alive, staring out at us.
Very vivid her imagery.
Yes, and full of... And I'm attracted to all the animals and her ideas about the interconnectedness of nature and the human world.
And tell me about the collection of poems that you've put together. Does that cover her entire life or a specific
yes,
period?
Yes, it's 52 poems. Each poem has the title of one of her paintings. And they kind of follow a chronological sweep of her life. So they kind of try to recreate the paintings with words mm-hmm. and make my own version of the paintings, drawing on my experience as an artist. They don't include everything about her life because she had a very vibrant life full of wild affairs with various people as well as Diego.
And you started as a trained sculptor, but you've turned your hand to poetry. Mm. And why make the change in your career?
I was always writing poems, but I did go to art school and go through the art school system. Eventually I stopped making sculpture, and I found that my poems improved once I couldn't retreat to another art form when they were going badly.
So you had a sort of better focus in a way?
I decided to concentrate. I found that working with images and metaphor was getting me further than working with materials.
Okay.
And trying to recreate the physical world through materials.
Okay, well, we're going to close up in a minute, but before we do, would you mind reading a few lines for us?
Remembrance of an open wound. Whenever we make love, you say it's like fucking a crash. I bring the bus with me into the bedroom. There's a lull, like before the fire brigade arrives. Flames licking the soles of our feet. Neither of us knows when the petrol tank will explode.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That's Pascal Petit at Manchester Art Gallery, here for the Literature Festival.